Who have you been coaching this week?
Well, I'm sure you guys have been out there. You know,
just maybe not knowing who's going to play, and then also not having everybody here.
Well, I think, you know, the first thing is you always react under the assumption that, you know, the guys are going to play. But as you know, in sports and coaching, you always have to have, you know, a plan B or have another guy ready, you know, just in case. So I think that's kind of where we're at, you know, with everything, is always making sure that we're prepared and don't get caught, you know, as they say, with your pants down, any of those things. So
might be the just-in-case scenario could be, you know, Don Jackson if it goes that route. We don't see a lot of him. We didn't see him in camp since he came in. So tell us a little bit about who he is and what he's about as a player.
Well, I mean, if it did come down to a situation where he was out there, obviously, I mean, he would be a guy that we'd be confident in. You know, that's why we brought him back. I mean, I liked him during OTAs and those things. And you know, and since he's been back, I mean, you can see the energy and the juice that he brings to the table. So, I mean, I feel, you know, I mean, like I said, I mean, hopefully it doesn't come down to those scenarios. But if it does, you know, I feel confident that he would be a guy that could help us.
Did you think of the way that, you know, Eddie ran in the first half of that game, and what kind of went through your mind on that 31-yard game where he sort of shook off everybody?
I mean, you guys have been seeing that around here for years. I mean, those are the things that he's capable of doing. I remember even when I was in St. Louis, when we played his rookie year, I think it was during the preseason, and seeing how he was just, as a rookie, you know, running through it. So, I mean, those are the things that he's capable of. You know, it's a shame, you know, what happened to him in the second half because, you know, I believe he was on his way to a big day, you know, to say the least. He was feeling really, really good before the game. You can tell his energy level was on point, and I was not surprised by that first half.
How has Eddie looked in your limited time with him this week?
You know, he did a couple of things this afternoon. I think with us, it's just more of a measure of making sure that he's ready to go Sunday. You know, I mean, he probably could have done a lot more today had we chose to let him do that. So I think that, you know, he's going to be, I mean, you never know until we get to the game. I think he's going to be fine.
Some of us had asked James Starks about the kind of slow start that he's gotten off to this year, and he said he wasn't frustrated because he never really seems frustrated about much of anything. But what do you think has contributed to maybe him in the yards per carry not really being there?
I know you asked me that question before, and I said that, you know, I just attribute it to more of just circumstance of when he's in the game, you know, certain things just didn't go as well as planned. I mean, when you sit back and you analyze the film, I mean, some of these runs, he's like one guy away, or if just this right one thing would happen at the right time. And as a running back, I mean, we understand that he's more of an even-keeled guy, but you always have, you know, some frustrations because you want to perform and do well. So I just tell him, and he knows that it's he's got to take it game by game, play by play. But one of the things that you always see is the effort that he's going to give on each and every play.
Kowski started to get a few more snaps than he's had throughout his career. How has he sort of grown into that role and embraced it a little bit this season?
I think Rip understands the role, you know, of a fullback, but particularly in this offense, and having the chance last year to sit back and watch Coon and saw how he contributed to the success of the team, and understanding that, you know, now that he's placed in that position, you know, he's just taking, you know, the bull by the horns with it. He wants it. He not only just wants to be a guy that contributes, I mean, he wants to help to be an impact player, you know, in this offense. And the way he practices, the things that he does off the field, the way that he studies and asks questions, whether it's asking myself, I mean, sometime ago to, you know, Coach Campion and ask him, I mean, he's just, you know, he understands what his role is and wants to do it well.